Ecclesiastes chapter 12 is a very interesting chapter of the Bible because basically it summarizes the first 11 chapters in one. It begins in verse 1 by drawing our attention to youth. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And then it progresses through the chapter where it takes us to the end of life, where we see here, as the discussion goes, that the grasshopper shall be a burden, the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, describing different things that happen to us as we grow older and we come to the end of life. And then verse 7 says, then shall the dust return to earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. But that's not the end. That is not the end, for we learn here further as we come to the last two verses of this particular chapter. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. What is the conclusion then? Is life simply vanity? Is life just emptiness and we just come down to it and that's it? No. It says, fear God and keep His commandments. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That verse of Scripture tells us that Solomon was not left with the conclusion, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. He says everything will be brought into judgment. That judgment is yet to come. That's still in the future. And so let me encourage you this morning as we progress through life. You know, we're all at different stages of life. Some are very young here in the church auditorium today. Some are older. Some are in the middle age category, teenagers. We have a variety of here. Chapter 12 speaks to everybody. And this is the conclusion. Fear God and keep His commandments. If you're not doing that duty this morning, then you're not doing what God wants you to do. I can tell you, you're not in God's will, because He has told us very clearly what His will is. Let us fear God and keep His commandments.